Editor's note: this story was previously posted to stratfordtoday.ca. News release: Quinlan Road. Edmonton native and award-winning guitarist Brian Hughes moved to a suburb in Los Angeles 25 years ago to be closer to the vibrant jazz scene there. Last week he lost everything, including the tools of his livelihood and artistry, when the Eaton Fire engulfed his Altadena home and studio, all his recording equipment and a collection of guitars that spanned 5 decades. Hughes and his wife Pamela are now among the tens of thousands of displaced people in California trying to figure out where to go and what to do next. By some estimates, 12,000 structures have been completely destroyed, including people's homes, churches, schools, restaurants, and businesses. "It is just total devastation, not one house standing on our street or in our neighborhood," says Hughes. "So many beautiful and historic properties were lost in the fire. Pamela, myself, and our dog Una are safe, and that is a blessing. Our new journey together is just beginning." In addition to being a multi-award-winning guitarist, composer, and producer, Hughes is also a long-standing core member of Juno Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Lorena McKennitt's band. He has performed on her world tours for more than 3 decades. He and McKennitt received a Juno nomination in 1992 for their co-production of The Visit. In fact, he is a key musician throughout most of her catalog, which includes 8 studio recordings and a live-in-concert DVD. In an effort to help provide some immediate financial relief to secure temporary housing and essentials for Hughes and his wife Pamela, a GoFundMe page has been set up by Hughes' daughter, Thea, with the support of McKennitt. "Brian and I have performed together for over 35 years, and as a core member of my band we have traveled the world on tours. I know there are thousands of people in many different countries who have heard Brian play, not only at my concerts but during his own performances as a jazz guitarist," says McKennitt. "No doubt they too will be saddened to learn of this shattering news and inconceivable loss. My hope is that those who are able will offer their support." Hughes and his wife, who are temporarily staying with friends, say they know there are so many other impacted families who will have their own challenges and their own personal journeys of recovery. They are confident that over time theirs will begin to take shape as well.